The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 27th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Many arguments being floated about legislation before the Congress that would bring big changes to U.S. labor laws. We get more from our Mike Mullen.
Sponsors of the PRO Act say a key goal is to make it easier for workers to unionize. It would also override right-to-work laws in 27 states, including North Dakota. Opponents say that removes choices for workers who don't want to join a union. But Bob Wolf of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Minot says they can opt out. He argues that dues collection language ensures they contribute to efforts to secure benefits they still receive.
It costs the folks that are members money to negotiate a contract, to fight grievances, and you don't go to a potluck and not bring anything.
This month, unions from across the country held rallies in hopes of convincing senators still on the fence about the bill. Groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce argue the PRO Act would do more harm to workplaces than good while disrupting the economy.
The House approved the PRO Act in March, but familiar story, it faces an uncertain future in the Senate. In a bid to counter what some officials have described as a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the most populous U.S. state, the country's largest city, and the first federal agency all announced Monday new vaccine mandates for public employees. That comes from BuzzFeed News. They report the decisions by officials in California, New York City, and the Department of Veterans Affairs to require vaccines or proof of a negative test come as COVID-19 cases spike again across the nation. According to the CDC, more than 97% of Americans currently hospitalized with COVID-19 are unvaccinated. The days of exponentially high increases in health insurance costs may finally be in the rearview mirror. The Colorado Division of Insurance preliminary plans for 2022 project only a slight premium increase.
Governor Jared Polis credited the state's reinsurance program for helping save consumers money. Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says the program, which allows insurance companies to defray the costs of the most expensive claims, has helped keep rates stable in the individual market.
On average, Coloradans are going to see around a 1.4% increase in plan premiums, which is a far cry from some of the double-digit premium increases that we saw several years ago.
Savings from the reinsurance program increased this year. Grand Junction and other parts of the Western Slope and communities on the Eastern Plain saw health insurance premiums drop by more than 35% on average. Rates in Front Range cities dropped between 20 and 30%. I'm Eric Galatis.
This is PNS. The deadly heat waves in the Northwest underscoring the need to reduce carbon emissions. Our Eric Teganoff's been talking with advocates who want to ensure low-income communities are not left behind.
Rose Lathrop with the Bellingham-based organization Sustainable Connections says electrifying buildings is key since they are the fastest growing source of carbon pollution in Washington state.
That's up 50% from 1990. And that's due to gas and oil appliances like furnaces, hot water heaters, and stoves. So the more of this infrastructure that we've placed inside a home, the more likely we're going to see internal gas leaks.
Lathrop notes that appliances like gas stoves also negatively affect indoor air quality, which is an even greater concern during heat waves when people need to spend more time inside. A recent study found communities of color are disproportionately exposed to heat in cities across the country.
Meantime, those wildfires are affecting air quality across the West, bringing hidden dangers and smoke that can harm people's health. Environmental toxicologist Dr. Luke Montrose is an assistant professor at Boise State University. He says a dangerous particulate matter in wildfire smoke, it's called PM2.5 if you want to know, is small enough to get past the body's normal line of defense and deep into the lungs.
These particles are really small, and you can think of them as vehicles that carry chemicals into our lung.
Montrose says that repeated and chronic exposure to these harmful particles reduces the ability of cells to clean up the lungs and activate the immune system's responses. Finally, a group of artisans from the Illumination is carrying a 25-foot carved totem pole from Washington State to Washington, D.C., making its last stop in Mackinac City on Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
The group, the House of Tears Carvers, is raising awareness about the need to protect sacred sites at risk from development and natural resource extraction. The Line 5 dual pipelines run under the Straits of Mackinac and have spilled more than 1 million gallons of oil into the surrounding waters over 50 years. Bay Mills Indian Community Executive Council President Whitney Gravel says more than half of Bay Mills citizens rely on the Straits of Mackinac for commercial and subsistence fishing.
Our Anishinaabe teachings, our creation stories, our history here are all tied to the Straits area. It is literally one of the centerpieces for cultural contact and interaction for thousands of years.
Bay Mills Indian Community as a signatory of the 1836 Treaty of Washington.
The tribes say the Straits of Mackinac also have great historical value. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. We are member and listener supported. We're heard on radio stations, big and small, and you can find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.